Now, John, would you read Luke 18 and verse 11 out loud, please? The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not like other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. Okay, John, I want to ask you, this Pharisee, this very religious, self-righteous person that Jesus is talking about, who did it say that he was praying with? Well, it said he stood and prayed thus with himself. That's right, John. He prayed thus with himself. God wasn't acknowledging his prayer, John. He was saying the right words, God, but God wasn't paying attention to him. He was praying with himself. And we'll find out later, John, why he was praying with himself. Okay? And John, now what was his prayer? What was he praying? Could you read that from the verse? Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men. That's right, John. He was saying, I'm not like other men. I'm not sinful. I'm not an adulterer. I'm not this and I'm not that. He didn't think that he needed a Savior, John. He was self-righteous. You know, Jesus one time said, I've come for sinners, to save sinners, not the righteous, because there's none of us righteous. Jesus Christ came to save sinners. And this man thought that he didn't need a Savior. He didn't need Jesus. I thank God I'm not like other men, always despising, always looking down on others. He says, I'm not an extortioner. I'm not unjust. I'm not even like this tax collector. And when you all are teaching this lesson, the point really comes across when you point right to the person next to you. I'm not even like you. I'm not even like this other person. This man was self-righteous, despising, and looking down on other people. Now, John, would you read the next verse? The Pharisee also said, I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. John, do you know what it means to fast? Well, I think it means to go without food. That's right, to go without food. This man twice a week went without food. What else did he do, John, according to this verse? Well, he gave tithes. Do you know what it means to tithe? Well, I think it means to like give 10%. That's right, John. He gave 10% of his income. And who did he give it to? Well, probably the church. That's right. He probably gave it to the church, John. He was very religious. He prided himself. I'm not like other people. I fast. I give money to the church. John, have you ever met people like that? That says, I don't need God. I don't need what you're talking about. I give money to charity. I give money to the church. I'm a good person. I live a good life. That was this Pharisee. Now, I want to just say to you, people being trained now through the training video, you are trying to target two kinds of individuals in this lesson. You're trying to target either a person that is very sinful and they know they're sinful, or you're trying to target a self-righteous person. And there's lots of people like that. When you witness, you find out a lot of self-righteous people. I don't need what you're talking about. I live a good life. I'm a family man. I give money to charities or to the church. That's the way this man was. We're trying to target two different individuals. Either a person is sinful that you're ministering to and they know they're sinful, or the person you're ministering to could even be self-righteous, knowing that, hey, I'm not like other men. They have some kind of attitude. We're trying to pinpoint both of these people and break down the error that both of them have and point them to a Savior, that we all need a Savior. Okay? So I'd like for you right now, we're going to shut down this video here in just a moment. But before we do that, I would like for you to take your outline, the one that says Additional Information on Salvation by Grace by Don Crow, and I would like for you to go through verse 11 and verse 12 in this material. Read those questions. See how I've underlined it in the passage. Underline your Bible and go through that. Spend some time thinking about that, meditating on that, and then teach it back to your trainer. If you don't have a trainer there, then teach it to the person next to you. Okay?